other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you go up to Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, we have the video posted where the top IRS official, not servant, but official, royalty, takes the Fifth Amendment. And the Fifth Amendment's for royalty, not for you, when the IRS sends you letters and says, fill all this out, even though the tax code's written where we can set you up, where nobody, you know, 50 CPAs give you 50 different answers. And under penalty of perjury, we're going to... basically come and arrest you if you make any mistakes. It's designed to get you into their system so penalties and interest, they can get everything you've got. So coming up, I'm going to play some clips of that, and I'm going to give the number out and go to your phone calls. IRS internal investigations ended 6 months before 2012 election and was hidden from Congress. That's now come out. In the Daily Mail, Dems warn of special prosecutor. That's not enough. They need to be indicted right now. Grand juries could do that. Top officials takes the Fifth. I will not answer any questions or testify. I have not done anything wrong. Well, no, we just know you persecuted people and got caught. Reports, scandal not limited to low-level employees. Oh, surprise, surprise, surprise. And it goes on and on, and we've got live updates going on Infowars.com. Then we've got news like this I'm going to get to after some calls. Watford police fear possible crime and disorder at Bilderberg after the mayor said that. She's like an oracle of Delphi. You just go to the mayor there north of London. And so the police chief says, you know, we're not going to give a permit now for a local group at a local field where someone's offered to let them use their field. We don't allow you to assemble because England's so free unless we say so. And now I have the police captain wants to talk to me. I haven't had time to call him yet since yesterday, but I'm going to be calling him. And I'm told he's a listener and my friend. Well, we'll see about that. You're my friend? Well, if you are not a pure tyrant, I'm surprised you've got a job. Because they like people in the West that are part of the... Let me read to you. The Stability Police Force for the United States. And you have the same thing. That's why they've now got checkpoints in England all over the streets and the roads, searching everyone and shoving people up. Everyone. Your daughter, they're going to go in her pants too. Because it's all part of the Stability Police Force. And notice in the Rand Corporation Stability Police Force document, 14, 15 years old, just now updated, it shows the Homeland Security black and blue trucks that are out there watching the Tea Party and harassing everyone. Isn't that sweet? No matter where you are in the world, you can be in D.C., you can be in Sydney, Australia. I've seen the footage. You can be in Austin, Texas, and just filming out in public. And then they'll walk over and go, what are you filming? Oh, I was filming the Capitol. I'm a tourist. Need to see your ID. It's all about about the cops submitting and making you submit to show they'll do mindless stuff, and it's about you submitting. And then you're like, oh, here you are. What's something going on? No, it's routine. You're being put in a database. Yeah, yes. So good, isn't it? It's going to get a lot better. For all you that love it, don't worry. All the prosperity, all the freedom, all the honor, all the dignity, you know, betraying your ancestors, betraying all the veterans that fought and died for supposed liberty, but just signing on to your own death warrant. Woohoo! Yeehaw! Jeehaw! Is that you're really supposed to say it? Jeehaw! Yeehaw! Woohoo! Yeah!
Oh, I see nothing. I was not here. I did not even get up this morning.
News Blitz, your phone call straight ahead. I'll give the number out. And now that's the IRS deputy director. He's like, I know nothing. I take the Fifth Amendment, but you will not take it on your tax forms. You will waive your rights to the Foreign Federal Reserve.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
I miss going to my grandson's baseball games. I always felt tired. My body felt achy. Feet were always swollen. But since I've discovered Heart and Body Extract, now I won't miss a single game.
There are so many things a person could do if they felt better. And with Heart and Body Extract, you'll have the increased vitality and energy to do those things. Heart and Body Extract is a nutritional supplement and has an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. That's 100% natural with no preservatives. It supports a strong, healthy heart, clean, clear arteries, balanced cholesterol levels, warm hands and feet, and healthy blood pressure and blood sugar levels. Heart and Body Extract has helped many thousands of people worldwide see results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. So be happy and be healthy and make a difference in your life. To order, visit hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
You know, one of the witnesses of the supposed Patsy Bomber, who had been talking about how the Tamerlan and his brother didn't do it. The FBI wanted to drop by and talk to him, and he said, "I'm scared they're going to kill me when they get here." And they said during questioning they shot him a couple times in the head, but the FBI agent was supposedly hurt, but didn't need to go to the hospital. So case closed. FBI kills Tamerlan Tsarnaev's acquaintance. He told friends he thought the FBI was coming to kill him. And that's how it works now. You just die under questioning. And, of course, I told you day one, they were running drills, the whole thing was staged, and they're going to kill everybody who knows that. Because they'll kill 100 people and call it collateral damage to get one guy they claim is an al-Qaeda terrorist when the government runs al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria publicly and have given them 10,000-plus heat-seeking missiles, which they think you're so dumb, they will shoot down aircraft with it and then take your rights away when the globalists run al-Qaeda attacks us. Let me show viewers something before I get into the IRS thing. If you just joined us, I'm going to give the number out and take calls. Coming up in the next hour, I talk a lot about this, but I thought, you know, on this Wednesday edition, I should just give you kind of a big picture thing for media, because I know the New York Times listens and the Washington Post, and basically everybody else, they write articles every day now. in the big corporate media demonizing this. So I thought just for those reporters, you should know what's in store for you and your family. Internment and resettlement operations, reeducation camps for the American people, 2010 FM3-39.40. We mention that a lot. It's how to process you and your family into domestic camps. Here's the London Guardian reporting on the same plan over in England. Revolution, flash mobs, brain chips, and a grim vision of the future. That's a six-year-old program in England, which follows and references this. They've been putting this out since the early 90s, but I first read it in 1998. It's been updated again. Don Salazar is doing an article on it right now. The RAND Corporation. This is who really, if you want to say one group, advises the CFR, Bilderberg Group, Trilateral Commission. This is the people. And I've interviewed some of their insiders before. I'm going to add that to the article. A sustainable police force for the United States, justification options for creating U.S. capabilities. Again, a stability police force for the United States, justification and options for creating U.S. capabilities. That sounds real reasonable. And you read it and everything, and you get into it. And it's how they're going to federalize all the police, and how it's a U.N. model of occupation of the country. And it describes how they've occupied Iraq and Kosovo and other areas, and how that's the model for doing this and getting rid of local police. And there'll still be local police, but even how to pick out select ones and make it like really cool to be a federal minion and more money, and then pretty soon everybody wants to be in it. Kind of like first it was only select SWAT teams in L.A. That was RAND Corporation, too, in the 60s. And then now everybody's got to be a SWAT team. And so, you know, you've got a police force of five people, say, in some tiny town, but when they pull your son or daughter or you over, you're like, Bill, why are you wearing a helmet and got a gun at my head? Why are you hyperventilating? Head on the ground, you may be a terrorist. Or if you go to city council and want to complain, going, hey, you guys are trying to raise taxes, and I want to speak for 3 minutes. That is not allowed. Arrest him, deputies. You see that all over America. Because they list, and our report's going to have this in it, local police departments are being federalized, special units, and it says in the unit, well, we're anti-terrorism and for protest and civil disturbance. See, terrorism now segues from Al-Qaeda to tea parties, gun owners, libertarians, that's all official, to protesting, period. And it says in here, it's the UN model, all of it. So I'm going to be going over some of that. In fact, if you just give me a document cam right here, since we're doing that, I can actually show people the hard copy of this. And I'll, you know, like I said, go over some of that in the next hour. I've got it marked out here. I'm going to do a whole report later in the week with it all highlighted. I just read this again yesterday. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And you know, here's just some of the other articles that go along with it. DHS contractor apologizes for selling shooting targets of children, but it was DHS that demanded the $2 million contract of five-year-olds to shoot. Not to shoot, and pregnant women. And a company behind shooting targets of children received $2 million DHS grant. Law enforcement requested the shooting targets. Remember that kind of stuff? Leaked Army document outlines plan for re-education camps in America. Army then put it on their own site, like hiding it in plain view. Yeah, that's ours. Big deal. Of course, you might arrest whistleblowers. So we're trying to put you in a Shelby re-education camp. That's what the good guys do. I mean, Mal was a good guy. I mean, you heard Seven Czars said so. It must be true. And it just goes over all of that. So that's just some of what we're going to be covering. And then, you know, I've got this type of police state news just today. Cops being trained that cell phones could be guns. And we have video of that all over America. The feds are telling them, oh, just say it's a gun. Cell phone, camera. And then they grab your camera and they erase it or break it and then beat you up and arrest you. Imagine they're like, don't let these people film us. Keep them in line. They're trying to film us. Well, that's North Korea. Because it's been thrown out of court over and over again because of the Constitution.
No, I'll be fine.
I need to hold on to it.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do, sir.
No, you don't.
May I look into inspect it and make sure it's not a pile of firearms?
She couldn't even say it straight. May I look at it to make sure it's not a firearms? I mean, just like, whoa. That woman couldn't get a job as a toilet attendant in Calcutta. And but she's here. You're going to film us at the city council? Out front the steps, you're going to... I mean, you start filming cops down, they come over and go, what are you doing? Let me see your license. Up against the wall, scum! Give me that camera. Make sure that's not a gun. We're supposed to play along with it. Oh, okay, see... We're going to point cameras at you. We're going to spy on you. But you, and again, most police nationwide don't act like this. It's about 14 states. Maryland, Illinois, California. I mean, I've seen videos. You've seen it in the news where they beat people to death for filming them. And there's no charges. Like, well, that's good. It's a death penalty. Hey, cops, you think you're given this much illegal power for no reason? They're going to collapse the entire economy. They've got FEMA camps set up all over the country. All hell is going to break loose, you idiots. I'm talking to cops that aren't awake. Most of them I talk to are awake. I said, we need you to wake up other people because, oh, by the way, it's not just there. Cops trained that cell phones could be guns. Papers, please. TSA-style checkpoints at UK bus train stations. And it shows them grabbing people, searching them, searching kids. I mean, this is going on everywhere. And they say it's for your safety and to make your traveling better. Watford police fear possible crime and disorder at Bilderberg. So now after they pumped all the local activist groups that were going to have, you know, peaceful little kind of like their own conference, now the cops are like, oh, now it's not allowed. Oh, we're actually not your friends. I told them all that was what was going to happen. I'm like, you want me to play along with this? They're just pumping you with info to create a relationship. And so they can then spin it saying, we were going to let you have something, but you didn't. It's all about protecting the criminals at Bilderberg from exposure. But by us all going and protesting and them acting like thugs, it will then only put it out in the press that much more. So we got to engage them in media coverage. Oh, how evil. Can you imagine? Why, maybe we'll have to be arrested for filming in the middle of the British countryside. Why, there's nothing more extreme. People in Baghdad can all own AK-47s. Our government tried to confiscate them and failed. And everybody has video cameras. We're occupied, folks, by a bunch. They've gone and found people. And because here's the deal. This Rand Corporation document, this is the same worldwide. This is, when you read this, Australia's done this. Germany's done this. It's the best technology of tyranny, so Russia's copying it. A lot of it's actually borrowed from Russia. So it's kind of back and forth, you know, both sharing. They hired, the Pentagon did, to implement this, Marcus Wolf, the former head of the Stasi. That's why people go, this is like the Stasi. Oh, it's not like the Stasi. You're going to a major trade show to sell the most expensive Italian shotguns in the country. You're the co-owner, son of the grandson of the founder. You've got seven ornate shotguns, and the cops come and arrest you, even though it's totally legal, because they had to worship the mindless tattling. And it was on the news. Terrorism. Denver cops arrest Italian shotgun manufacturer as a terrorist. The news says that. It's terrorism to legally go to show seven models you're trying to sell to distributors. You see, they're doing it by force of will, force of pimping. It's totally illegal when the TSA tries to drag your wife off and stick their hands down her pants or even grab them through the pants. They just do it, though, and then they organize it. It's illegal when TSA, because you have six silver coins, you're going to a coin show, just confiscate them. But the courts don't care because mega evil is now upon us with all these weird little toadies who never get tired of shoving you up against a wall. And again, it's not even so much the old-fashioned cops are being phased out as bad as they've been. And it's this new toady wimp model, like on the in a rent-a-cop type vein, but now with a gun. And it's just like when Aaron Dykes and Rob Jacobson were up in Kansas City and they were driving by the Fed. They go, oh, pull over here to the cab driver. They'd gone to interview William K. Black, the professor, about the bailout. So they, you know, they're about 100 yards away, get a, you know, far shot of the Federal Reserve. That's a good cutaway. They go, oh, that's a World War I memorial. Let's go to that, you know, 600 yards away. Not even, you know, city property. Guys come over with guns. They go, leave now. We're going to, they're putting their hand on the gun. They go, but, and later the paper admitted, wasn't the jurisdiction. They were security guards, but they literally threatened deadly force with hands on guns. You leave right now. And you know, my guys won the battle because they showed the video and exposed them, and they ran scared afterwards instead of giving them the escalation they wanted. But I'm telling you, this is all in preparation to take your bank accounts. Get ready.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
When you're out on the road, the last place you want to be is on the road. But if the unfortunate happens, you'll be glad you were wearing diamond gussets.
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
We turn jeans inside out. Diamond gusset jeans. Made in the USA with unparalleled quality. Our Defender motorcycle jeans combine gusset comfort with Kevlar protection so you can ride all day with confidence. Order yours at gusset.com. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Move Over Organic, the Pureganic Companion ebook and cookbook sets a new standard for purity in our diet with a 100% toxin-free lifestyle. It's time for an American renaissance in health and quality of life. This book is loaded with simple methods to holistically eliminate disease, original recipes, a 30-day diet plan, and much more. Purchase now at PureGanicCompanion.com. The Pureganic Companion, the preventative maintenance manual for the human body.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scarring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women... are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets. But teenagers now rack up 40 points.
This is a stability police force for the United States bulletin.
Now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Well, you've heard of Lois Lane, but Lois Lerner, I haven't even gotten to these clips yet. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Wide open phones, 800-259-9231. But let's start going to some of the testimony of Lois Lerner, the IRS director of the nonprofit auditing division. It's very high level. And it's on record. I mean, everybody we know who's pro-life or runs a church is harassed. They're now telling churches, you've got to speak half the time against Christianity. I'm not joking. You've got to speak half the time against abortion when you speak for abortion. It's just total violation of the First Amendment. And it's all just over the top because why not? Americans put up with it. And she got up there and she said, I declare the Fifth Amendment. Of course, you try to declare the Fifth Amendment when you waive your rights under penalty of perjury. They say, we'll arrest you if you don't fill all this out. And again, money's done it. Fortune's done it. It's a perennial article. You've all seen it if you read business publications that they'll do 10 different CPAs, 30 different, 50 different. I even saw once where a company got like 100 different CPAs. I think it was Bloomberg. I can't remember. And they all gave different answers on the same set of documents because it's written where it's impossible to follow. Oh, you claim you're working out of your home office some of the time. Who doesn't? We're going to disallow that now. And about 7 years ago, they made it where CPAs, the whole thing's a fraud to begin with. So it's putting perfume on a pig, trying to polish a turd, as they say. Excuse my French. It's just true. But they sit there and they say, well, you know what? We're just going to not let you take all these deductions anymore. And you say, why? Well, because we are liable for the IRS's interpretation of what we do. So basically, CPAs now do not even, they will not even give you any of the deductions. They just go, you're going to pay extra and you're going to pay me to do it. And then you don't get audited as much if you've had them certify it all that they've raped you double hard for them. And so that's how this works. And again, Reuters reports people making over €1 million a year have a 100% tax rate in France. I'm not joking. That's not satire. Taxes on some wealthy French top 100%. Reuters. Okay, let's start getting to this clip as she claims the fifth, but then puts out her statement, which is also unprecedented. Again, she's been told, just do this. Don't let it go any higher. Of course she was ordered to do it, and that's now coming out. And they all need to go to jail. This nightmare could end, folks, if we arrested the globalist. But instead, the police in Watford, England, are like, you're not even allowed to protest. We're a free country, but we just think that something bad might happen. Basically, the CPS says, we're going to take everybody's kids now if we can because something bad might happen. Yeah, but you're 5 to 7 times more dangerous than any other group. I'm going to come back and play the club. They're like, that doesn't matter. We are the government. And it just gets crazier and crazier and crazier. And now, yeah, there are some models of guns that look like cell phones, but it certainly isn't an iPhone. So now everyone's guilty until proven innocent. Give me your phone. I'm going to search your papers, persons, and effects. That's what your cell phone is. They've had courts rule they can grab your cell phone and download everything off of it without a warrant, saying it's not the same as your private papers. Really, in the digital age, your phone with your photos, your documents, everything, that's not your personal space. No. In fact, they're saying your location isn't private. They're letting Google break that. You turn the cookies off to not give your location, they'll just do it without a warrant. Google can do what they want. It's all lawlessness. It's a giant criminal swarm. It's a blitzkrieg attack. We're totally overrun, but that's good. Who was the old Marine Corps general? in Korea. They were completely surrounded. And he successfully fought his way out and defeated them. They said, sir, we're completely surrounded. And he said, good. That way we can attack in all directions. Don't let anyone escape.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
If you love pineapple as much as I do, I've got some great news for you. You're going to love this offer from Freeze Dry Guy. For the month of May, Freeze Dry Guy is offering the finest quality freeze-dried pineapple. A case of six number 10 cans yielding 114 servings at a special introductory price. First quality freeze-dried pineapple grown and packed with nothing added. This healthy treat works wonders with salad. It's great for snacking, hiking, hunting, camping, and for adding to your food storage program. And please note that Freeze Dry Guy's foods will store on your shelf for decades. Order now and get free shipping to your front door within the lower 48 states. This special introductory price is good until May 31st. For more information and a free complete product list, go to freezedryguy.com or phone 866-404-3663. freezedryguy.com, 866-404-3663.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Hello, this is Hank Hill, and I'm telling you what, you need to listen to Alex Jones.
Yeah, yeah. Infowars.com. Yeah.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, if this was a runaway locomotive, I am up there in the engine, and I got my striped cap on, and I got a big old shovel, and just ramming coal in there as fast as I can. And down the track, I see the New World Order coming at us. And you know they're going down. You've got to realize they're the enemy. You know, I've talked to socialist and globalist minions, and I've read university papers a few years ago out of Canada where they have this big political professor saying, it's true there's an authoritarian world government being formed, and it's true most terror attacks are manufactured or staged, and it's true all this is happening, like the conspiracy theorists are saying. That means people that are informed and aren't total idiots in a trance. But the government's good and could do good, and it'll bring the whole government down if we don't, go ahead and just go along with this. And that's what they teach now, the collectivists, who are now going, wow, this really is authoritarian. It's not some utopia we're building. Well, we better just go with it and hope we can work on the inside to make it better. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a global corporate government that is going to collapse the national governments after it's done bankrupting everybody. And you're going to have government slash corporate reservations that are above the law, in the lap of luxury, in high technology zones, and the rest of us are in deep trouble. And I saw a YouTube comment from one of my videos. They were going, he just saw the trailer for the new Matt Damon movie. No, folks, the writers and people out there for the establishment are throwing it in your face to prepare your subconscious mind to accept all of this. And a lot of people in Hollywood are actually awake and are allowed to put stuff out, but only if it's done in pure fiction. And they don't even know why that is. I do. Because the establishment believes that simply prepares the mind. We are very inventive and very adaptable. And if the subconscious has been prepared for a cybernetic genetic engineering nightmare and a stratified tyrannical society, it will then accept it when it then unfolds. It's called a self-fulfilling prophecy. And Club of Rome, I've found documents where they talk about that in the 60s. It's like anything I've already reverse engineered, I can then, I've done this many times on air, find stuff they've written I didn't know about that's word for word what I've said. Because all I was doing was watching their engineering and had enough pieces of it to already know the plan. And now, I mean, here's the deal. What you're hearing from me is the closest to the truth you're ever going to get, okay? And I'm not bragging. I want you to understand, folks, I'm not saying all this to shock people and, ooh, that show's crazy, okay? In fact, it's a lot worse than what I'm saying, and I quite frankly hold back from you a lot of stuff. I'm just going to be honest, and I just don't think people are ready for it. Told you there'd end up being a drill. Told you they'd be CIA, FBI handled. Turned out they were CIA, FBI handled. Told you they'd kill all their roommates. That's now happening. Told you there'd be a drill with guys with backpacks all around. There were. You're like, how did you know that? Because they have an exact handbook. It'd be like if they put out, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark over and over again, just with different actors. I'd say, next, he uses the whip, you know, to, get the idol. Or next, he just pulls out his gun and shoots the guy with the sword. I mean, I'm just like, and next, he's going to do this. And next, this is going to happen. And next, that's going to happen. And, you know, next, this, I mean, it's just like, I mean, it's just, I mean, I'm sitting here watching all this unfold. And I'll tell you the good news. I believe these are real scandals right now. The IRS, the hacking gate, all of it. People are really upset. And they're ready for that. They talk in RAND Corporation about people will resist. We'll use that to change our war games and, you know, gradually then learn to adapt. They use us resisting to get stronger. The only thing that will defeat them is breaking compartmentalization with the people at the RAND Corporation. In fact, I have this journalist on who was allowed to be in the RAND Corporation and write a book about it. I forget his name. Will you call it Don Salazar in here? He pointed out I had the guy on. He's putting his article. His Alex something, Abaya. Yeah, Alex Abayas. You know, top best-selling author, history author. They let him in. He goes, yes, it's a world government, basically Nazi takeover plan to end humanity as we know it and merge with machines. Well, of course it is. I mean, I think I had like a number one New York Times bestseller on World War II. They liked him. The only guy I'd ever let in there, out in L.A. But I don't need to be let in there, man. I mean, their own public stuff is like Hitlerian to the max. And, I mean, they're talking about a U.N. occupation control during the collapse of America, and even down to what colored the armored vehicles would be. And how there'll be IED attacks and black armored vehicles are needed. And this was in 1998, and now it's all here. And let me tell you, if they convert and get the rest of this done, again, they're gearing up for a total collapse of society, bigger than just a money devaluation. They're gonna release bioweapons. I, the more I read this, it's bioweapons. And even those of you that survive it will still serve it. You'll just be glad to be alive. I just can't believe it. And once it starts, it's going to be really horrible. they're going to kill billions of people. I just, it's so horrible. And the only way to stop it is for the idiots that are even within the system. You're not going to be protected. See, that's what World War Z is all about. The book. And they've done some rewrites and changes, I've been told by some Hollywood insiders, since our criticism and others' criticisms. I don't know what the final product's going to be. But in it they say, Marxism is what saved us, and our problem was American libertarians and conservatives, and the zombies helped us kill them. We can handle a Robinson Crusoe, but not the patriots. And it's the voice of Mark Hamill. I also listened to the book on tape. And it's like, yeah, you know, the UN took over the world. The zombies helped us build this utopia. Thank God for the zombies wiping out the general public. There were too many of us. But all the elitists, all the tacticians, they got to stay on the ships, which they're actually, they were going to go with underground bunkers. The movies, it's always space stations. That's the allegory. They were going to go with underground bunkers, and that's part of it. But the main thing is ships. And when you see World War Z, that's it. They fly, you know, the guy that's the insider out, you know, to him and his family, he works with them. And this movie is pointed at everybody to get us ready for martial law, but it's pointed at doctors, scientists, special forces, people like that. You know, my dad, they were recruiting a bunch of top dentists, and he'd been a teacher, you know, at Baylor Dental School. And a unnamed U.S. agency came in and was recruiting the professors. And he said, well, they want us to move to Maryland. And it literally is a black site. And that's all I'm allowed to say. And I'll be paid about double, even though he had a dental practice and was, you know, middle class, nouveau riche. And he said, it is cybernetics. And of course, and he goes, you don't, this is around the dinner table, telling his wife and, you know, son. I was about 10 years old. He said, they wouldn't give me the details, but it's basically cyborgs, and it's a giant program. They're hiring hundreds of top dentists in Dallas alone. But they did say they're recruiting heavily from Texas. And my dad was like, and because we've had family and intelligence, you know, that's also why they're trying to recruit me. And my mom's like, no, I don't want to live in Maryland, and I don't want you to work in, you know, black projects. I mean, folks, they were hiring hundreds of dentists. In the DFW area that had, you know, 4 or 5 million people then in it. There's thousands of dentists there. I mean, God knows what they've built. My cousin, who's been in the Army for 24 years, apologized to me 6 years ago and said they were putting microchips in them. Now he won't talk to me, barely. I mean, he'll drink a margarita with me, and that's about it. He's like, oh, you don't even want to know. I mean, it's just so far gone, ladies and gentlemen. Do you imagine that they must have hired thousands of dentists and oral surgeons? You ask, why do they, ignorant people I've seen on YouTube, I don't know about they go, why a dentist? Why not a surgeon? Folks, dentists are the experts in implanting things in jaws and skulls. They've done the most procedures, and oral surgeons. Not just false teeth and stuff, folks. There are cyborgs out there already walking around. They had clones 30 years ago. I don't know if they brought them to term, but the documents were in the BBC 17 years ago. That, well, they're not technically, we didn't bring them to term, so it's not, and we changed some of the DNA. Yeah, there's the new American. U.S. military seeking implantable microchips in soldiers. Folks, they ain't seeking it. They're not seeking it, and it's not just tracker chips. That's all I'm going to say. And again, I said I'd go to your calls. I said I'd play this. It's just, I mean, what is the point of all of this? What is the point of getting into the IRS? Of course they're harassing people. That's all they do is intimidate. I call their bluff. I mean, this is crazy. I'm not going to sit here and watch my kids go into a future of absolute hell on earth. And I want people to know who's going to set the nuke off to bring in martial law. I want people to know who's going to release the bioweapon. So when they do it, uncompartmentalized people see it and the truth gets out. But the good news is people are getting upset about this IRS thing. You know, I physically get angry at the Austin mayor who laughs at scientists and doctors we bring in from Harvard and Cornell and you name it. The city council gets up and walks off and laughs, except for one member in Austin, where I live. They put high levels of hydrofluorosilicic acid, 1.6 in there. You're talking 20-point IQ reduction at that level. Even after the EPA was forced 2 years ago to say, cut it in half, it's making cancer and fluoridation, all this other stuff in the teeth. They laugh at us and they get up and go, you have your citizen communication. I'm going in my chambers, and they'll say, I don't mean any disrespect by this. And they'll laugh. You know what? And then I know from channels, those people only eat organic food. They have their own purified water, and they love it. It's like a sacrament. It's an enjoyment. Even the city council of Austin knows the fluoride's killing everybody, and they think it's funny. And you know what else the fluoride they buy has in it? At least 5 different radioactive isotopes. And I've been putting that out forever. And finally, local news all over Texas went and goes, there is like super high levels. Geiger counter is off the chart. And they go, we don't know where the radiation's coming from. Must be in the aquifer. And then the news goes and does that. And they go, well, no, it's not in the aquifer. It's in the pipes. Well, where is it coming from? And they go to the water department and they go, we don't know. And then it's just an... Because, see, reporters are listening to this and they go, that's not true. They're not putting radioactive isotopes in the water. Yeah, they are. And, hey, when you or your wife or your kids get that pancreatic cancer or that kidney cancer, I mean, you know, I don't even know what to say anymore. I mean, that's why I'm so frustrated, is that strontium, uranium, the deposits of radon. Radon. And they put it in your water, and you bring scientists in Harvard studies, and the mayor gets up and laughs and walks off the dais. And I happen to know from a fact that those punks up there are purifying their water. They like it, folks. They get off on it. These people are scumbags. Scumbags. I was at a steakhouse one time, and the mayor was there about a year ago, and we were going out the parking lot. He was out there, and they go, there's the mayor. I wouldn't even go over to him. Because at a certain point, I don't even enjoy hating these people anymore. They're just evil. They're their own worst punishment. Let's go to the IRS minion. The official Lois Lerner. Let's start going to some of this. Here it is.
And while I would very much like to answer the committee's questions today, I've been advised by my counsel to assert my constitutional right not to testify or answer questions related to the subject matter of this hearing. After very careful consideration, I've decided to follow my counsel's advice and not testify or answer any of the questions today.
Head pause.
Because I'm asserting...
By the way, with your you do that with the IRS, they will come arrest you, and they have fake courts. And now the FBI is just executing people all over the country. No need to go to Abu Ghraib or anything to be tortured into saying you're a terrorist. They just kill you. Oh, and you knew that the Tamerlan was a CIA? Thought he was an agent. He was an asset. That's come out in the foreign press. Well, just kill his roommate. They said, yeah, we were questioning him, and gun went off. He's dead. Go back to sleep. Let's go back to the witch. Let's go back to her arrogantly, smugly, because she knows she's got the Rothschilds behind her. I mean, they love taking old ladies' houses, love grabbing wedding rings off people's fingers, love running scams. They know the thing's written to scam you. Now, just look at her. Just look at the satisfaction to Congress. Let's go back to her.
Not to testify, I know that some people will assume that I've done something wrong. I have not. One of the basic functions of the Fifth Amendment is to protect innocent individuals.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the protection I'm invoking today. Thank you.
Thank you for your testimony. Ms. Lerner, earlier, the ranking member made me aware of a response we have that is purported to come from you in regard to questions that the IG asked during his investigation. Can we have you authenticate simply the questions and answers previously given to the Inspector General?
I don't know what that is. I'd have to look at it.
I don't know.
Would you please make it available to the witness?
Folks, if we don't stop these people, it's all over. You got that? I'm telling you, we're at the point now. We either turn the tide or it's going to get 100 times worse. I'm serious. 100 times. Look at this. Won't even answer questions. But then she makes statements about, and it's been confirmed, it went right up to her. She gave the orders. But see, to her, she's innocent. Because like MSNBC has said, well, the Tea Party's racist. I mean, the tornadoes, the fault of Oklahomans for not paying Al Gore money. You heard Senator Whitehouse yesterday. And she sits there reading it and reading it and reading it and reading it. You know, the reason I'm saying no to the census is they don't have any law, but they are starting to arrest people for not filling this out.
This appears to be my response.
It appears to be my response.
As far as your recollection, that is
just such a criminology to her.
Ms. Lerner, the topic of today's hearing is the IRS improper targeting of certain groups for additional scrutiny regarding their application for tax-exempt status. As director of exempt organizations of the Tax-Exempt and Government Entities Division of the IRS, you are uniquely positioned testimony to help.
We're going to come back, and then I promise I'm going to your phone calls. John, Blake, Julio, Sean, Dean, and many others. We'll be right back. By the way, we're almost 2 hours into the show. I haven't plugged anything. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy books, videos, T-shirts. Help support the broadcast.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
There's been a disaster, and most of you don't even realize the terrible danger we're in. Alex Jones has warned you for years to get a good food storage. We thought the danger was drought, or food delivered to our gas tanks, or our food sold to other countries, or food so expensive that only those on food stamps and welfare could afford it. But we have just experienced the most effective way to lose your freedom, liberty, and security without even a fight. Government regulation. After a 160-year tradition of self-reliance, the do-it-yourself and charitable Mormon food storage canneries in half the country are forced to shut down due to excessive government regulations. Grow your own food, more regulations. If you've ever been warned to get food while you can, this is it. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
All right, final segment of the hour. Then I'm going to start the next. I'm going to go to a bunch of calls and then break down the UN occupation plan for the U.S. It's all official. These RAND Corporation blueprints that are put out have been fully adopted so far. by the occupied federal government. And I don't just say occupied federal government. They call it that. I mean, this is all public. The Pentagon is taught, there's professors on record, like Barnett and others, that say, oh, no, we work for foreign banks now. You know, we're part of this global corporate combine. This is all official. And if we can ever get the word out on this, it's over for the globalists. They go on questioning her, and they say, were you the person over the division for tax exemption? Which is publicly, that's her title. And she says, I'm not going to answer that. We're going to play more of that in the next hour after we take phone calls. As you know, the committee and the Senate passed the amnesty bill. And the government's already amnesty by fiat. They already give the illegals all the free stuff. It's all part of bankrupting the country. And the illegals then have fealty towards the Democrats. And when the Republicans are the authors of this as well, they all want things, you know, taken control of at the highest levels. And it's all part of the breakdown of this society. It's economic warfare to drive down the wages and bankrupt the country. And again, all this is very sad news, but it's a big deal that it's on air. It's a big deal that somebody and some group did the research to tell you what the establishment's doing. Because, you know, most people don't think like a think tank. Most people don't spend their time researching history. Most people, you know, just say, I go get my job. I try to have a high standard of living. I try to have a good time. Well, see, living isn't just about having a good time. I've had periods in my life back in high school and some of college where I went out and had a good time. You know what? It wasn't a good time anymore. And anybody that's lived like that, you know what I'm talking about. One-night stands aren't a good time. Getting drunk every night's not a good time. It all gets real old real fast. And it's the same thing being politically involved. You either get involved and run your life, or somebody else is going to run your life for you. And they're really bad people. And I always hear about fist fights over and people killing each other over dogs going to the bathroom in somebody's yard. I saw that yesterday again. Why don't you get upset about global tyranny and people putting poison in your water and laughing about it when it's all admitted that they're assaulting you with a toxic waste? And if we ever turn things around with the fluoride in our water, they know everything else will turn around. So they just got a stonewall. So hundreds of counties, more than that, across the country banned fluoride in the water. So the feds came in and lobbied states like Arkansas, New Jersey, and others to make state laws, you've got to drink it. So you sue them over the fact that it's not just calcium fluoride, it's hydrofluorosilicic acid that's had the electrons changed to be deadly, even more deadly, and psychoactive as an adjuvant, an accelerant, the other chemicals, and that there are hundreds of other things in there. That's the stuff they can't use in uranium purification and in phosphate mining. Did you know that? It's deadly poison. You can't put it legally on food crops. It's in the fertilizer, though, that they sell you to put on your yard. That if you, I remember one time I had a dog. When I was growing up, my parents, they said, fertilize the backyard. I fertilized a little bit. The dog laid down in the grass, and all the hair fell off about a week later. I'm going to spend a minute on this. We've got the best books, the best videos, Strategic Relocation for your region, the film. We've got a bunch of other books and videos. We've got ProPure Water Filters, 10% off with promo code WATER. And I'm announcing now with the promo code WATER15 that you will get 15% off. I've only done this one other time. 15% off right now with promo code WATER, and we're running it for the rest of the month, and that's it. Running this for like 7-8 days. 15% off. It's already the lowest price, folks. But 10% off, it's ultra low. 15% off, over the top. The best gravity-fed stainless steel filters anywhere. Promo code WATER15. WATER15. 15% off of the stainless steel. Best gravity-fed, side-by-side. See the comparisons. InfoWarsStore.com. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139. You support the broadcast while trying to cut out as much of the deadly poison they put in there to murder you and your family.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level.
We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.